Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're still in the middle of Simin Tof Mem Ches Sif Gimel, which is a very unusual Sif over here in Shulchan Aruch, because there is very, very little Mechaber and Ramah, and the Dapim are filled mostly with Mishnah Berurah, Dear Show footnotes, and the very large Shari Tshuva that we alluded to in the previous Shiur. Now, we are picking up today on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, which is page 62 in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah, and we're on the second line in the Mishnah Berurah, still continuing in Sif Katan Yud Beis. Now, to remind ourselves, we were dealing over here with a person who had made a sale or a matana of his chametz to a non-Jewish person, and he is not allowed, as we had said, to do anything to prevent the non-Jewish person from having access to the chametz. And the Mishnah Berurah continues again on the second line. The Isser Gomerhu Laniach Shum Chosam O Masker Alacheder. It is absolutely forbidden, total Isser, to have the Jewish person put some sort of a lock or some sort of a seal or closure to the room, O Alachomets, or to the access to the Chomets if it's not in the room, Kadesh Lo Yuchal Anochri Litos Chomets, to prevent the Nochri from taking the Chomets that he has halachically purchased from you. The mukach mizeh, it's clear from this, the kol hamechira lo yirak haroma bi'alma. If you were to do so and seal off, somehow prevent the non-Jewish person from having access to the chametz, you're basically showing over here that this whole thing was a farce. V'im also came mitchila b'shor shemochar. If you, in fact, did this right from up front, and when you're selling it to the guy, you're saying, but you're not having the keys, you don't have access to the chametz, so if you did this l'chatchila, afilu b'diavad hasar chametz, then the chametz is absolutely forbidden. It's going to be chametz sh'avol osa pesach, even after the fact, as the Shaar Tzion in Noschav Zayin brings down the name of the Achronim. However, he also brings down from the Noda Behuda and his Talmud, the Baal Tshuva Me'ava, that they disagree with this din. And they say, "Dema ich patlon ma shamocher mechabin biramos kiven shakona kona bikinyun gomer." Ein bezekidei tvitza. He says, granted, you're not letting him use it, but he did purchase it. And therefore, even though he has no access to it, it's a regular valid sale. However, that's not the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah over here. And the reasoning is, delo samcha daiti diakum, in the situation where he has no access, he's not really intending to purchase it from you. It's all a farce. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, mikol makom, in betchila mochar kadin, if you did in fact make a real valid sale up front and you didn't exclude him from using the chametz or accessing the chametz, and only afterwards, v'achakach nosan masker alacheder, you don't put a lock on the door afterwards, or chosom, or some sort of a seal, alachomitz, to prevent him from accessing the chomitz after the fact. So even though you're not allowed to do this, afsh also lasos came, you certainly shouldn't do something like this, it's improper. However, mikol mokom ein chomitz nesar b'shvil mash also shloke hogen achar mechira. He says that will not make it after the fact into chomitz shavol as a pesach. And that deal and sale was a valid deal. He says further, look in the Bir Halacha, Masha Kosabna B'Shem Pri Megadim Chai Adam Chiluke Dinam Azeh. Says in the Bir Halacha, there is much more discussion about this. Now, this Bir Halacha is found on Daf Chof Tes Omud Beis, page 58, several pages earlier. And the Chofetz Chaim writes there on the very bottom line of the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskovi Mechoro. He says, look in the Mishnah Berurah, where we've written, and then it jumps to Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph, and the Bir Halacha where he continues, the Miniyah Chosim Alachomitz Beis Mechir Apid Yevidosu. That's what we just said. And then he tells us what the Prima Godim and the Chayyadim say. So first he brings the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim writes, Shemetzade, Dezed Davka B'Mechira Muetis. It's only for a sale of Chomitz, which is Shemochelo Kol Chomitz B'Davr Muet. That means that he sells him a certain amount of Chomitz, but at a very, very low price. In this situation, Lo Hevi Bito Mekach. That's not called that the sale is off. The raksha het to whom yishum de be'emes a chametz enu b'shusa. And the reason why it works is because the chametz is no longer in your possession. He then goes through an explanation as to why this is so, ayin and the rest of this bir halacha. He adds further that the Yerabba says that the reasoning is because the non-Jewish person lo somcha daite al-mechira kishiror she'esu al-mini'achosum. He doesn't really believe it's a sale when there's a lock on it. That's only when you're paying a trivial amount for this amount of chametz, for this large amount of chametz. Shakam roa shemochel lo kol chametz b'davar muad. The guy sees you're giving me thousands of dollars worth of chametz and giving it to me for $10. V'yachar kach roa shemenichachos. And then he sees it; it's sealed off. So he sees it's not a real sale in that situation. As opposed to mashe came b'mechira shalanu. But our sales shukiroi v'chanal, as we've already explained, they're real sales with a shtar. V'chos murak ad la medida, and the chosin is there, so to say, until you actually measure and check it out to see what it's really worth exactly, so therefore it's not a problem. The Bi'alocha then has a further discussion, but we'll go to the next page, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis now, about four lines down at the Bi'alocha, he brings down the Chayyadim, and he says the Chayyadim is also mitzadid lahokub azeh, he's also lenient in this situation. In any event, this finally concludes Siv Katan Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. And now we can continue with Siv Katan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. We've already done this Mechaber a few days ago. We'll chazer it over real quickly now, where the Mechaber told us over here, if you sold it or gave it to a non-Jewish person, Shemichutz Labayis Kodem HaPesach, and it's outside your house before Pesach, so even though Afal Pisha Yisrael Makira Leinu Yehudi, even though you know this non-Jewish person, and you know that he's not going to touch your chametz the entire time and he'll return it to you after Pesach, nevertheless, even though he's going to give it back to V'yachzor V'yitnenu lo mutter, this is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Yud Gimel now. V'imhanochri ena rotz la'atzer lo, if the non-Jewish person does not wish to give it back, also lit bo'as ho b'dineim, you're not allowed to go take it back from him in secular court. O lochof also b'shar kfios, or to force it from him in any other way that you're able to force it from him. And Dirshu footnote number 45 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the reason is because you really sold him this chametz. It was a final deal. And even though you expected to get it back, he doesn't have to give it to you back, and you can't force it back from him. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, V'imnasan lorak miktsas domim, if the non-Jewish person only paid a small part of the amount that he owes, v'ashar zokaf olav mil, and then the rest is considered amount to be paid, amount due, and then the non-Jewish person doesn't want to pay the rest, but he wants to keep the chametz. In that situation, then if he doesn't want to give back the chametz, then he's certainly allowed to take it to court to get the rest of your money. Or he can give you back the chametz as the payment that he owes you. Instead of giving you the money, he can give you back the chametz. Furthermore, the Mishnah writes, Kosu Achronim, the Achronim say over here, the Osu Li Yisrael, Acher Liknos Chometz Min Akam Achar Pesach. Another Jewish person can't go and buy the Chometz that this non-Jew has in his possession, the Imkona, and if the other Jewish person does buy it from the Akum, Tzarech Lahachsi Labolam Rishonim, you have to go and return it to the original owners. V'imshilim la'akum yosim in Aroi, and while you're entitled to get your money back in that situation, if you overpaid for this Chometz, and you got the chametz back, and you have to give it back to the original Jewish owner, and now you want to get repaid, but let's say it was only worth $100, and you paid him $200 to the guy, imshilim la'akum yosim in Haroi law says, you paid him more than the chametz was really worth, in this situation, the original Jewish owner only has to pay the second Jewish person who bought it from the Akum the real cost. So if it was $100, and the second Jewish person paid $200, the first Jewish person only has to pay him $100. In the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Lamed Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim adds, and he says, Ayin b'achronim, shel pilpulu b'din zeh, there's a lot of discussion about this din, u'b'mekor chayim hisig aleim, he argues with them, and the conclusion is, u'b'em es nira, de'eno min hadin, ela takonis gedolim. This is a takana over here that the rabbis did. D'chein b'mekor haidina b'tshuvas masas bin yomim, the source of this din is found in the masas bin yomim, and he says that this is comparable to the din of sikrikun. Sikrikun are people that would take things by force, and there are halachas, if somebody takes it by force from you, even though they're paying you for it, so then the next person who buys it from them, there are rules in the Gemara that you have to go return it to the original owner, there are how much you have to pay, and some of these dinim can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 46, where he writes, Nochri abo laharug v'nosin lo yisol karko b'fidyo nafsho, if you go and give him the land instead of him coming to kill you. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down a choshi mishpat, shimkona odum karkezeme anachri, tochi beischodish, somebody else then buys it from this non-Jewish person, yeshlo lahachziru lebalim imhem yirtzu b'kach, then he has to go and give it back to the original owners. And the same thing applies, he says, hu adin bin yoneinu, in our case over here, it's comparable to this sukrikan din, shekivin shemocha yisrael lenochri, sechomets mach masonis, you sold it to the non-Jewish person because it's Pesach, kedesh liyav Bavi Ra. So then if the other Jewish person comes along and buys it from him, it has the same rules of Sakrika that you have to give it back to the original owner. However, Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and Igris Moshe asks over here, in the Gemara in Gittin it says, She'ikar ha'takona l'hachzir l'balim, himishum sha'karka lo ha'isa shayeches klal l'nochri. Here, the karka didn't belong to Nochri, he's coming to kill you, and you gave him the karka so he wouldn't kill you. That's why you have to give it back. However, in our situation, he can't say that the Nochri was like a Sukrikron. The Nochri really purchased it from you. So in this situation, you didn't want to be over by Rabbi Yamotze. You voluntarily really sold it to him. So Moshe Zatzal says he's not sure that these two cases are comparable. Then the Mechaber continues, we learned this already, we'll learn it again now. In order for this to be given to the Goy and out of your ownership and not to be over by your or by your motzei on Pesach, you have to literally give it over to the Goy without any Tanai, without any preconditions over here. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit explains, Vafilu Ayde Shlucho O Ishto Yochol Lahaknos Chometz LaNochri. You don't have to actually have to give it to the Nochri yourself. You can give it via your Shaliach or via your wife, and the Nochri can acquire it in that way. Avuloy the Akum, but you can't give it through a non-Jewish person to give to the other non-Jewish person. Vein Shlichus LiAkum, Vein Michirosu Klum, because he can't function as a Shaliach for you, and if he sells it for you, it doesn't halachically get transferred over. Now, the issue footnote number 47 brings down over here that you appoint a shliach in this situation. He says, "Miikra din einu ela b'dvarim bovad." You can do this just by verbally asking him to do so. And you don't need to have edim over here. The only reason you normally have edim over here is that somebody shouldn't deny it. But in this situation, if he does what you ask him to do, the shlichus in fact works. He then also brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Choshe Mishpat that therefore you don't have to make a kinyan on this shlichus. Ein tzorich b'kach. And he says this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who didn't make such a kinyan. However, his own brother-in-law, the great Stipler Gaon, Noag Lasso's kinyan, Amonoi Hashlichus Kedei L'chazek Adover. He in fact did make a kinyan over here to strengthen the shlichus, and he bases this on a Rambam, and he paskin, this is the minhag. This is a good time for us to just stop and pause for a moment to note the patira of the goyin and godol, Rav Nissim Karlitz. We have to say, tragically, Zeched Tzadik Levrocha, who was a nephew of the Chazon Ish, and he was Nebuch just Nifter at the time that I'm dictating this shir. And we have mentioned his name many, many, many times in the Dirshu footnotes, and we notice passing with tremendous sorrow for all of Klal Yisrael. Continuing the Dirshu footnote, he says, what about designating somebody via telephone? And here we bring down from Rav Nissim Karlitz, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, rather than saying Shlita, Shehu Adin She'efshel Shloach Shliach Limnos Esarav Limkor Esachomets, that you can, in fact, ask via telephone to go to do the Shlichus for you. And this is also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal. On the other hand, the Shelos Tshuvas Divri Balkiel says no. She'ein roi l'shloach shliach l'mchiras chometz. You can't send somebody via telephone to be your shliach. Kivin she'over zeh yesh harbi chashoshos. There's many concerns over here. Ella yesh l'chol odom lachtom bi'atzmo shtar rosho. You should really sign it directly rather than asking somebody to do this for you via telephone. And he brings out from the Stechemet, she'keinu ha'minog b'harbi mitvutzos yisroel she'kol odom kosev harsho l'rav. This is the minog in many places, but you actually sign a document giving the Rav permission to sell your chomitz. You're not selling your chomitz to the Rav. You're giving the Rav permission to sell your chomitz for you on your behalf. And then you sign this document and the Rav has it. Furthermore, if you have purchased chametz after you've signed this harsha, so the Shelus Shuvas Divrei Malkiel says, Ihev Sholem Ochro, you can't include that in the sale because you didn't have it at that time. Kivin she'ein odom yochol lasos shaliach, adover shu asma lo yochol lasos bizman minu yashlichos. You couldn't sell it because you didn't own it yet, so you can't ask the Rav and authorize the Rav to sell it on your behalf. So ideally, according to this opinion, you should only give the Rav the harsha to sell your chametz at the point where you're not planning on purchasing any more chametz, or if you do purchase chametz, you will destroy that chametz and not have it included in the sale. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'chein en yochel lahaknos lishlucho shel akum. You likewise can't go and give the chametz to a shaliach of the akum, the lo ribsa torah shlichus el b'Yisrael, because shlichus only applies regards to a yid. And even if the shliach is also a non-Jewish person, then shlichus liakum, because an akum has no shlichus capabilities over here, whether it's beim akum Yisrael, if an akum is designated Yisrael, or beim akum liakum, or an akum to another akum. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin the bir halacha." He says there are others that have different opinions over here. And if you look in the bir halacha, the Ramaskel Bavachi Nenulo, that this opinion that we just brought down was the opinion of the Magen Avraham. However, it's not like the opinion the Chavetz Chaim says of the Masas Binyamin and the Shach and Choshen Mishpat. He adds, "Look in the Mata Yehuda." Sheherech Bozer has a long discussion about this, and he writes, "Dal koponim hechi shehuva kvar hechometz lebeisu akum hamishaleach." If the bottom line is, if the chometz is over there in the Akum's house, then it is a valid sale. Because the bottom line is, the chometz got there. And therefore, the Akum has acquired it, and you got rid of it, and that is a valid deal. This would be no difference than if a monkey took it, because even though the monkey can't do shlichas either, the bottom line is the chametz got to where it was supposed to be, and therefore he says, certainly, b'dieved, you can rely upon this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezov says it has to be a matana gemura, and he says, v'kinyan matanahu aydag ba, and this kinyan is made via lifting it up. The issue footnote number 51 brings down that the shear of the hagbah over here is a machlokes. Some say it's 3 tefachim. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, and some say that it's adequate with 1 tefach to lift it up. This is true even if it's in your rishus, as long as he picks it up, or even in rishus harabim, if he picks it up, this 1 or 3 tefachim, it is an adequate kinyan. The issue footnote number 50 asks a very interesting question. How come there's no problem over here of lo suchanim? You're not allowed to give matanos to goyim. So how come that's not a problem? So he brings out from the Chok Yaakov, should the iser of not giving a matana over here is dafka l'nochri stam. That's for no reason whatsoever. It's just a stam goy. Aval l'nochri amakiro. But if it's a nochri that you deal with and you know, then there is no such iser. He brings down as well from Yoridea that he adds, shitochin shekivon she'ein hachometz shover klal. Since the chometz is technically not worth anything because it's going to be also b'hanoah. So then you can actually give it to him in that overlo suchanim because it's not worth anything. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tezayin says you're not allowed to have any preconditions over here. You can't make any t'nai. It's a full-fledged gift because he says the shemo yavar anochri al t'nai because maybe he'll go over the t'nai. He won't follow the t'nai, and therefore retroactively we see batala matana l'mafreya. The matana is no longer a good present, and in retrospect you now are over. Yavar al bayiro al bayimotze ukele kamon b'sif dalas. We're learning Mitzvah Shem in Sif Dalet, which Mitzvah Shem will hopefully get to in a couple of days. While we have concluded today's shir with all the Mishnah Berurahs involved, we still aren't yet done with the Mishnah Berurahs on the rest of this long sif, which we'll, Yirtzeh Hashem, have 2 more days to do. With that, we conclude today's shir.